Okay, calling the Cabazon Water District, wrong agenda, regular board meeting together for Tuesday, September 19th, 2023 at 6 o'clock p.m. Please let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And now a moment of silence for our fallen servicemen and women. Thank you. Please be seated.
Roll call, Director Taffy Brock.
Here.
Director Terry Kitcher.
Here.
Director Diana Morris.
Here.
Director Alan Davis.
Here.
Director Sarah Wargo.
Here.
General Manager Michael Pollack.
Here.
Okay. And then we have Roger Crawford, the legal representative.
Here.
Consent calendar for number one is approval of Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants of August 15, 2023, regular board meeting minutes and warrants of August 15, 2023, and special board meeting minutes August 21, 2023. Do I have a motion to approve?
I make a motion to approve the Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants from August 15th. Regular board meeting minutes and warrants from August 15th, and special board meeting minutes from August 21st of 2023.
I second.
Okay, so the motion to approve consent calendar items A, B, and C made by Director Tincher and seconded by Director Davis. Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
And Director Wargo?
Aye.
Okay, moving on to update, Cabazon Water District's operations report by General Manager Pollack.
All right, first item is discussion I've been having with Everspawns, and it's a grid management service. I believe I mentioned it in casual conversations before. It would be a service agreement to volunteer a program to prevent our wells from running from 4 to 9, Monday through Friday, giving us rebate up to $22,000 annually on a quarterly basis by lessening our demand for medicine. And of course, this program, the company has been named a 2022 leading innovator in demand response solutions for California by the Global Excellence Award. So the one program I am recommending is the DRAM program, D-R-A-M, which is a demand response auction mechanism, and they give you advance notice, 24 hours. The quarterly rebates based on our kilowatts per hour and our horsepower on the motors, which combined is 800 horsepower, you're looking at anywhere from $18,000 to $22,000 a year, which can be used at our discretion, can be used for operations and maintenance, vehicle maintenance, fuel, anything. The one-time auto rebate for the kilowatts per hour can only be spent on limited conservation capital spending. So there's a criteria where we can only use that money. We can't use it as needed. It has to be spent on specific items. So I think that was an action item that we're going to have to vote on tonight, but that was one of the conversations I didn't have. So any questions you guys have later on, I can answer those, because I've been having several conversations with Dominic of Everspawns. The next update is for the insurance claim that we filed on June 14th. That was the vehicle and tool theft. So we did make contact with the insurance adjuster, and he is in process of processing the distribution checks, of course, minus the deductible, $1,000 deductible on the first theft, which the toolbox damage was in excess of $8,700, so they would give us
$7,700, also not deductible. With tools, tools was in the neighborhood of $15,000, so $1,000 deductible. And we also included the last burglary, which they jumped the fence, drilled a hole in the gas tank. We had the gas tank replaced. That was $1,600, so $1,000 deductible. Looking at a little over $600. So those checks are in the they're being processed currently. Next agenda item was well 4 rehab. It is ongoing. That's the well behind the Cabazon outlet, and that's been out of service since January of 2021. And while they were in the process, they already video logged it, sent the camera down to see the condition of the columns and everything like that. They were brushing and baling, but in the process, their hydraulic pump went out to pull the cable up, so they're waiting for a new hydraulic pump to come back before they can proceed. And the next item was the grant-funded reservoir corrosion project, which all the work's been completed on tanks 1, 2, 3, and painting is complete of all the air vacs and the two warehouse containers. So those are all done. And we did have a little bit of money left over to put the logos back on the tank. I know that tank 1 had a Cabazon logo, and tank 4 behind the outlet had a premium outlet logo. So those are both going to be the Cabazon Water District logo. And that's going to be 10 by 22. So we have money left over to take care of that. And then, of course, a grant-funded project, which is an Esperanza Street waterline improvement. It's currently in the approval process, so we haven't heard when that's going to proceed. And I did mention that we did have another vandalism. They jumped the block wall back there and drilled a hole in the gas tank on a new Ford 250. And they didn't get much gas, but unfortunately you can't put a plug in it. You got to replace the tank. So
why don't we just install some razor wires on?
Well, that was one of the things I decided we had to do. We had to do something. So razor wire, unfortunately, it's a block wall, so you'd have to drill holes in the top of the block wall to put poles to contain that Constantine wire.
Will the insurance allow you to do that?
Well, what we did is we called Bay Alarm. So one of the things we changed security companies. We went from Securitas to Bay Alarm, the main office here on Broadway. We're still under contract with Securitas until November, but because of the recent incident, I went ahead and called Bay Alarm, and we installed the voice down alarm with a camera. So if anybody jumps the wall, everybody gets recorded. They get yelled at 125 decibels.
It's really loud.
So we it wasn't intentional, but we did test it because the parameters, it's not to record anything from 5 o'clock in the morning till 4:30, which is business hours. Well, it was after 4:30. She stepped out to her car, and sounds like a jet engine right now.
She started yelling at me.
So that's what we installed. It's currently in place and it is working. Unfortunately, we're going to have to pay $300 a month for the next 2 months to have double coverage because the previous security company didn't have anything like that. It was just a camera that's recorded. So we took care of that. And Securitas, I think I mentioned, the contract is up in November. So we're just going to pay for 2 months on double security companies. And that's all I have.
Thank you. Did you jump?
Yeah, I kind of did. At first I was like, what is that? And it just kept getting louder and louder. I was like, what's going on? And I was like, oh, it's that.
She was trolling the ball in the box.
Okay, moving on to new business, we have discussion action report of the audited financial statements for financial year 2022-23 as presented by C.J. Brown and Company. Okay, or is it C.Dick and Brown?
Yes, I'll give you the control of this. Is it okay if I turn off these lights?
So good evening to all. So I'm here to present the 2022 audited financial statements. Just want to say kudos to staff. You know, we are a month early. Last year we presented the statements in October, but because of the great work of staff, headed by Mike and Evelyn, and with the help of I. Bailey, we were able to pull it off. So let's start. Okay, so every year, the district is required by state law to have an audit performed by a CPA, and by January 31st, we will go ahead and submit your financial transactions report to the state controls office. So we have issued an unmodified or clean opinion. So if you're looking at this slide, which is located on page 8 of your report. So your current assets, it increased by $1.7 million, particularly because of the receivables that you have for grants, with special mention to your Prop 1 grant agreement with the Cedar Banning, which is about roughly $1.1 million. And your capital assets, it increased by $1 million because you have a completed project, I believe, for this year. And your current liabilities, it went up by $1 million due to your GAP funding agreement with the San Gorgonio Pass. And you have roughly $1 million you owe to them. So your non-current liabilities, the district paid off your Zion's National Bank loan, so that's why it decreased. So this slide is your what you call income statement or statements of revenues, expenses, and net position changes, which is applicable to governments. So this is on page 9 of your report. So your operating revenues, it increased by $31,000 because of your overall increase in your water sales. Your non-operating revenues, it increased by $21,000 due to property tax increases and some portion attributed to investment earnings increase because the market is way better this year compared to last year. Your operating expenses, it decreased by $25,000, which is a tad 2% decrease due to the net decrease in your general and admin expenses. Okay. So that's the summary. And your overall cash position, it's $300,000 more compared to the prior year. That concludes my presentation. I would be happy to answer any questions from the board and public members.
Anybody have any questions? General public, do you guys have any questions for the auditor?
That was easy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you so much. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. Moving on now to old business. Discussion updates with San Gorgonio Pass Water Directors regarding various matters. I do not see any of them here. And at this point, I'm going to say, do we want to move the agenda around right now, or do we want to go?
What do we have left? Closed session?
We have closed session, then we have new business continued afterwards.
Yeah.
That way they don't have to sit down.
Yeah.
I think I have public comments next, don't
they? Oh, you have public comments next. Okay, I'm gonna ask to move this around. I want to finish the rest of new business before we get to public comments. Regarding, but number two won't go because that'll have to be after the closed session. And then I know there was a miss on the agenda. We had the miss with last time we met. We had a meeting. We stated that we wanted to have a community events section
for Halloween.
It was missed on the agenda, so there's.
I make a motion to add it to the agenda. The missed motion for the missed agenda item for the
community
events.
I second it.
Okay, so a motion to add the missed agenda item, community involvement, to the agenda, made by Director Tincher and second by Director Davis. Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
And Director Wargo?
Aye. Okay, so let's put that at the end of the new business. So number six will be community involvement. Okay. That brings us down to number three, which is demand response program.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's the program basically where we're going to sign a contract with EnResponse and
let me get to my other notes.
So
as I said, I've been speaking to Dominic, and
I believe that Terry asked me, he says, well, how do they get paid? Will utilities pay insurer to enroll water companies, anybody who uses a large amount of power, to take demand off the grid? And here, you know, it's got all your case studies of the variable benefits. So how we benefit is they would send us a notification telling us not to run our wells from 4 to 9. Well, from 4 to 9 is your highest rate, so we don't run our wells from 4 to 9 anyways. So it's not going to affect our operations. But we're going to get rebates.
So you don't do anything, you get money.
Right.
I like that.
But, and it, you know, he says it's a certain amount of events, 6 to 10 events, which basically what it used to be back in the olden days, it was a public safety power shutoff where they would just shut you down. They would send you an email and they would have shut you down and you would have to manage your operations accordingly. Well, now they're going to notify you and they're going to pay you for it. So I just need your approval to enroll in this program.
One question. Is it during business hours or only at night when you're running the pumps?
It's Monday through Friday. You know, business operations, because we don't run our wells during peak demand from 4 to 9. We fill them up later when the rates are cheaper.
Are they going to shut your power down during the day when you guys are working here?
No.
Only at night?
Yeah. Only
from 4 to 9.
Yeah.
That's not every day. That's only 6 to 10 times a year?
Possibly, yes.
And what happens if we need to turn on the well during that time?
You just got to make sure that it's full.
Yeah. They'll give you a 24-hour advance notice so we could run the wells and prepare the system. And usually we have enough storage where it can last a couple of days anyway, so we're not going to be that critical unless you have a major fire, which then you just turn it back on and that's all you can do. It's voluntary too, so we can say no. We can't do it.
If it was an emergency, you could say.
Right. Yeah.
We have the right to refuse.
So it's not like the power is shut off to it. It's just we're saying we're not going to run it at this time.
Yeah.
I was just going to ask that. I was going to say, do we have to?
Yeah. No. It's voluntary. So, but you enroll in the program, and you're part of their process to remove the demand from the grid, so they don't have to keep. Building new facilities, removing carbon emissions, and all this all their greenhouse gases.
So there's not really a downside to it.
No, there's no downside. And like I said, when they give you the quarterly rebates, you can use it at your own discretion. The one-time lump sum, which they're saying is based on our criteria, is $90,000. Well, that's probably the high end to get you to sign up. So if it's less than that, then...
And that's only a one-time...
Annual.
Oh, it's annual.
Annual, yeah.
Wow.
Or no, it does say potential one time. I thought that was annual.
But the other ones are quarterly.
Yeah. So you have one time, 90, or one time somewhere about then.
Yeah.
Question.
So this case study that's here, this is from what you told them?
The criteria?
Yeah, the criteria on page 78, that was from the information that I gave him.
Okay.
And then, of course, we have to send them utility bills, information. There's an enrollment sheet, which is on page 80, of the items that he's going to require from us.
Yeah, there's no downside to it. It's not a trade-off like when we're going to sell the cell tower leases. Nothing like that. This is just signing up for rebates.
And you can terminate it whenever you want?
I think this is a two-year agreement.
But it's not. You're not selling your soul.
No.
Are they going to go by non-use period, or are they going to compare it to our previous use and only pay us for what we use less of than we used to use?
I think it says reduced.
Because if we never used it during those times anyways, then we're not going to really be reducing. So we're not going to make any money.
Well, I don't know how far back they go, our history, because, I mean, last year was the first year that we didn't run during 4 to 9.
Usually when they compare, it's usually the year before.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll find that out when we give them all the
good
utility bills. Yeah. Right.
But you'd still get the
last year.
You'd still get the one time.
Yeah, the one time rebate for enrolling.
Any questions? Do we have a motion?
I make a motion to approve the response demand response program.
I'll second it.
So, motion to approve the response demand response program made by Director Morris, second by Director Tincher. Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
And Director Wargo?
Aye. Okay. Next up is discussion action for authorization to transfer $165,000 for the RCAC loan to the CA class account upon receipt of funds.
So the $165,000 is the RCAC loan we got for the restore of well 4. And the first 6 payments, RCAC, are interest only. So we wanted to put that in there to earn the maximum interest before we pay that out.
Oh, okay. I make a motion to approve it.
If I could suggest something too, like when you make the motion, it might be a good idea to say something like until we need, like to transfer the funds over to the class account until we need it for the well for it. That way we don't have to bring it back to you guys in case of an emergency.
Make a motion to approve transfer. $165,000 for RCAC loan to Cal fund receipt of funds. So, what did you say? Until we need it?
Until we need it for the well 4.
So we need it for well 4?
Yeah.
Okay. I second it.
A motion to approve the transfer of the $165,000 for the RCAC loan to the California class account upon receipt of funds until we need it for well 4. made by Director Davis and second by Director Tincher. Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
And Director Wardell?
Aye. Okay, next up is discussion action, financial year 2023-2024 budget amendment. Increases for Tank 2, Tank 3, and Tank 4 recoding from $13,348 to $473,521. And this is on tab 4.
Hey, I got a dumb question. How did we not catch this when we did the budget?
I don't know. I don't know. I guess because when we approved the budget, it was still June, so there was still that month left. So we were thinking, not really paying attention to that part. But I guess we thought we were going to do all the work in June, which
we
weren't.
Yeah, we thought the accounting firm would have said, hey, wait a minute. There's like $460,000 here.
And I know we already did the budget already has this assuming the approval in it, in your financials for today. What line item was that?
$21,000.
It did show it in there?
Yeah. So what happened for the rest of the board, because you guys weren't here during the finance meeting, for the Tank 2, 3, and 4 recoding, that entire project, the grant was $500,000. And when we were making the budget for this year, we put the projected year end that it was going to be $473,000 or something like that, because that's what the contract was going to be for Jay Cullen, the contractor. But they didn't do all the work at the end of last year. They did most of it this year.
But the money didn't get moved over.
Yeah, the money didn't get moved over into this year. It only $13,000 was set on the budget for this year. So it looked really bad last month. It said we were at 755% of the year when we were really only at like 25%.
This just straightens out the
Yeah, this would just
mistake.
Fix that.
Capital
it doesn't
funded.
Change like our ending net income or loss because it's a grant funded project. So it's all covered by the grant.
Do we need a motion on that?
Yeah.
I make a motion to adjust the budget from $13,348 to $473,521.
I will second that. A motion to amend the fiscal year 23-24 budget by changing the Tank 2, 3, and 4 recoding from $13,340 to $473,521. Made by Director Tincher, second by Director Morris. Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
And Director Warville?
Aye. Okay, moving on to our new agenda item is community involvement. Talking last time that we wanted to do something, we wanted to get more involved. So, do they have any ideas?
Well, I think the trunk or treat was a good idea.
Now, you've done trunk or treats before, and I don't know if you have. But what's involved? What does it mean if we're hosting the trunk or treat? Do we need to get Parks and Rec?
Literally, you need somebody on social media to get people to sign up. You let them know that they can dress up if they want to dress up, decorate their vehicle if they want to decorate their vehicle, and bring their own candy. And then somebody has to keep a list because you can only have a certain amount of people in the parking lot. We need cones to block off the entrances. I used to, at the beginning, speak to Parks and Rec, and then after a while, they told me that I didn't have to. It's just as long as the water company was okay with it, because we did it in the parking lot here, then it was fine, because we were not using the actual park.
So you only use this end of the parking lot?
We only use this parking lot here, yes. But the most important part is somebody being on social media and keeping in contact with everybody so you don't end up with only three people here.
That's what happened last time we did it. There was only three or four people. We did it before Halloween, and we got ransacked. Yeah, we got ransacked with just kids looping, and you're giving out candy to the same five kids over and over again.
Yeah, and then when we were doing it before, we were having 200, 300 kids
show up. Yeah, there were a lot of kids.
So whoever's on the social media doing it needs to make sure they post it all over in all of the local groups so that enough kids show up.
So we need to get enough spend people to be here to do that.
And you're going to have a lot of people that are going to want to do vendor spots. And you're going to have to constantly tell them no, because 99% of them will not be wanting to do a vendor spot to give anything away for free. This is supposed to be something for the community, not to make money.
Or to campaign.
Supposed to be for the kids, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably getting a hold of the elementary school right here.
For what?
Elementary.
It's hard to get everybody to a trunk or treat. I know it sounds easy.
Did you say do it at the elementary school?
Pardon?
Did you say do it there?
No. You know, just get in contact with them and tell them.
They won't pass it on.
Why?
They can't. They can't. There's,
they can't promote anything?
That they, no, there's certain things that they have
it
to
It has
follow.
To do with
safety and
all adults being.
Now you can go. I don't think we
can
ask
them. You can go
there
when the parents are picking up
water.
Their kids and pass out flyers.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't post anything about it or anything like that. Even when I had the 501c3, they couldn't do it.
Okay.
So I know the water district used to get involved in these when Diana was already running it, and we just gave Calvin a budget and said, here's $300, go get candy. And he was standing out there. But for us to organize it, I don't want it to fall.
It's a lot of work to organize it. It really is. It takes somebody like constant, because you'll have people messaging you, and if you don't get back to them immediately, they get irritated, and then they go online, and then they bring in all kinds of people. And
no,
because
I know Victoria did
it
last time, and nobody, I don't know if you even showed up, but there was
no.
Nobody here. Nobody handed
yeah,
it out, and there
was
about 100 kids. So.
I mean, there can be like a group made or something on Facebook where multiple people can help. It'll be able to be two of us in that group.
That Cabazon does not help. It does not want to participate. They want to bring their kids, but nobody wants to actually
be in it.
Every time, every
have to boost them up to get them to get involved.
Do you want to run it?
I'm just now getting back on social media again.
I got on there, but I haven't been on there. I loaded it back up a week ago, and I only got on once because I mean, if we do this, some of us, we down out there that night or whatever, doing it and controlling the crowd, or being out there, we need to get at least
30 to 40 vehicles involved for it to be somewhat successful, because we've had 45, and there still wasn't that still wasn't enough.
No.
And no power.
Yeah.
Well, I think a lot of people come from Manning.
Well, they do.
We had people
do
coming
before.
From Riverside. Like, every year, all of our events, people were coming from Riverside, San Bernardino, everywhere.
If you do it before Halloween, everybody will bring their kids to have another opportunity to wear their costume and get more candy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Halloween got a Tuesday this year. So.
I don't know if it's best to do it on the weekend, but
we can do it like on Sunday or something.
Is that something that we want to do?
Do we have somebody that's willing to do the social media? Or do we know somebody that we can trust that's willing to do it?
I'm not on Facebook, so I just can't comment on it. I don't do that drama stuff. All it is, drama.
I only run the map page.
And you do it so well.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and super slow. So we're lucky I'm here today. Hi. Terry, you're on social media.
I do not have time.
Okay, so
whoever decides to do it, I can help. But
if we know of somebody else doing a trunk or treat, I'd love for them to. If somebody else is going to organize it, but I haven't heard of anything. Maybe we'll get Yixton from
Moab. How about you?
I'm not here yet.
I don't even know who you are.
No.
That's Melissa Carlin. She's going to be on the board.
Nice.
How do you know? Because she won the seat.
Nobody ran against her.
Nobody ran against her.
Did I win too?
No.
You did. Didn't you see the newspaper?
Okay. Back on topic. We're on.
The newspaper doesn't tell the truth. The newspaper said I was running unopposed.
Yeah. They made a correction the following
week. Because I made them.
Okay, I'd like to bring it back. Community involvement.
Did we get off?
We did get off board. Okay. Bringing us back. Okay.
Well, I think that would be a good job for her if she'd come in on a board.
It would be perfect for you to at least be there.
I campaigned at the last one.
Okay.
I handed out water.
At her last election, she campaigned.
I did. I handed out water with water, and I dressed up like a jogger, and I said I was running for the water board.
And you didn't wear the costume?
I did. I wore a jogging costume.
Oh, the other costume. The water costume.
No, I wasn't on the water. So, any other ideas of how we could get involved?
I think we, like I said, when I brought this up, you know, last month, I think we need to give something back to the community.
Do we know when the...
As I mean, like hot dogs or whatever, you know, chips and soda or whatever. And then come talk to us or whatever.
Do we know when the community center is doing anything next? They do something big for Christmas.
Good.
We should probably
team up with like a community center or even like the Friends of the Library. They have a 501c3 because that way, with that, we can get somebody to donate the hot dogs and stuff like that.
Yeah, because I thought of even doing something like an old school family fun day with like potato sack races and three-legged races and stuff. And
the only problem with that is that we have to get approval from the Parks and Rec because of all the recreation, the insurance, and everything.
But I also saw that the supervisor has been giving money out like crazy for
stuff like that. He has been, and he wanted to do he gave 13 grand to Beaumont for doing a movie in the park.
Yep.
He said he wanted to do it here, but.
Well, somebody needs to call supervisor because I can't say his name.
Aren't you guys on the board?
I think three or four of us are on the board.
No, I'm not. I resigned.
Yeah,
no. So one of the things we used to do with my old company is we used to donate turkeys to whatever church organization that would feed less fortunate families.
Morongo does that out here. They give lots.
Yeah.
But if Morongo gets out the turkeys, we can always do
pies or something.
Yeah, pies or even like a grocery sack with the stuffing and fixings and stuff to go with it.
No.
It's community involvement.
We're talking whatever.
Anything that we can get done.
Well, maybe we could find out what the community centers are in for Halloween, because they always do a Halloween thing where they do the hot dogs and all the kids get around.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a bad idea to piggyback on something.
Yeah, maybe we can work with them.
It won't be so much work.
I don't know if somebody can check and see what they're doing, but then they do the...
Is that a community center?
Yeah.
I stopped
to Dina, man.
Talk to the good terrorists.
Tina handles all of that. She does really good with the events.
I'll get with her and I'll find out what they're doing for Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Halloween. And see how we can participate.
Oh,
my birthday, okay?
Okay. His birthday.
His birthday's in December, okay? So we can do for that too.
Another thing that we can do for community involvement, I just thought about Carol Kitchen does the food at the community center
once
a week, twice a week?
My name is Thursday.
What if once a week, one of us goes, next week, you know, one of us goes, like, to show up to help with the Girls' Kitchen, too.
We can do that.
Are they always taking volunteers, so?
I'll go for it.
I believe they're always.
I mean, I'm the only one that's really, you know, pretty much
I'll
free.
I'll ask them about that, too, when I'm over there.
Yeah. Well, Carol's Kitchen is
definitely
separate.
Free.
But they can give you the contact person
for
Carol's Kitchen.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's a start. We haven't done anything in a while.
Yeah, we don't want to put too much on our plate.
Do you want to get a hold of Gutierrez?
You should let the Mac board get a hold of
Gutierrez. Okay, would you?
It's hard to get to him. You pretty much have to go through Thomas.
Yeah. I think Thomas might put in a good word for us.
He knows. Just a quick conference in the park.
Yeah.
Hanging out with Gutierrez.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll get a hold of him.
So I think we have a good start. Can we add this as an agenda item next time, too, so that we can...
Oh, well, no,
make sure I remember this.
Can we just put it on permanent like we did the San Gregorio Path Water Agency?
Community update, yeah.
We don't have to talk about it.
Does that need to be, is it a motion?
No.
Okay, and with that, since we're going into closed session after this, I'm going to move to public comment. So anybody who has anything to say can stand up and talk, and you have 3 minutes.
Very nice to meet all of you guys. I just wanted to see what was going on here, so thanks for having me.
I'm sorry, what's your name again?
Melissa Carlin.
Melissa Carlin. Yeah.
Melissa Carlin, okay.
Melissa, where do you live? Peach Street, Amazon, somewhere?
I'm at the end of Peach.
Okay.
Still, everybody will be on that site.
Yeah, so you've got a very east side board over here now.
Okay. Yeah. We all live on that site.
Well, that's
the beach guy. I live on Eucalyptus.
These must be the quiet ones and the normal ones.
Yeah. Oh my God, I've never been called normal.
No.
Yeah, she is definitely not normal.
I don't want to be normal.
Anybody else have a public comment?
James wants to talk today. Just once. You have to talk at least once before I leave the board.
He said no.
Yeah. Okay.
You said something.
Do you guys need a break before we go into closed session?
Yeah.
Yes. No. Okay. We're going to take a point of privilege for 5 minutes.
He needs a power break.
At 6:40, so we will commence into closed session at 6:45.
First thing that
you do is...
Whoops.
You gotta go.